Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Who has been locked in a room deciphering what he's heard the last 2 days from Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Perry. So he's really happy that we've let him out, and we're going to ask him what he has learned. That would be Daryl Ryder, our Browns beat reporter. Welcome back to Baskin and Films. Daryl, joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. And, of course, Daryl is powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. You have deciphered. Will the Browns sign a free agent, Daryl?
They will sign multiple free agents, Jeff.
All right, there we go.
Woohoo!
I've been locked
That's
in
what we
my house,
to hear.
Not so much a room.
Okay, so Andrew and Kevin play it close to the vest. That's fine. Just get some players and coach them up. That's really all we care about, and we have fun with them. However, I did think that maybe, and Daryl, you tell me, maybe telling in his response to the questions about Rashard Higgins, he's earned the right for free agency and blah, 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 and we'll see where it goes. That didn't sound to me like a response that you would give if you thought we absolutely want this guy back. Or am I just looking for something out of a press conference where he gave us very little?
No, I think they want him back. I think that Andrew Berry is just, you know, cautioning people that, you know, just because they want someone back doesn't mean that they're going to be able to bring them back. And that, you know, he even said that Higgins has earned the right to shop around and get his best deal. And the Browns might not be in a position to match or, you know, beat the best deal that he might be able to go out and get. I think that that was really what Barry was getting at in Higgins' case, and not just with Higgins, but, you know, a lot of these guys, they're going to be free agents. You know, you look on the defensive side of the ball, Olivier Vernon's gone, Larry Ogunjobi's probably gone, B.J. Goodson's probably gone, Terrence Mitchell's probably gone. So, you know, they like to bring them all back, but as he said yesterday, roster turnover is part of the challenge of the job. And, you know, this is just going to be kind of part of that challenge for him is that he, you know, guys that they want to keep, they're not going to be able to keep, and they're going to have to find ways to, you know, to fill those shoes. So I don't think it's a matter of them not wanting to bring Rashard back. I think that they would love to do it, but they're just very practical about the situation.
Daryl, what do you think the most significant thing we learned over the last 2 days was from these two press conferences? Like, I'm trying to grasp onto something, and I mean, I have a tone for the organization based on these last 2 days, and, you know, slow as steady as she goes, but I don't know that I am a lot smarter after these last 2 days. What give me what you learned significantly over the last 2 days about this team.
Well, I mean, this is going to be a very active and interesting month for them.
Okay.
You know, they're going to have a different look to them, especially on the defensive side of the ball, you know, by the end of the month, with both additions as well as subtractions. There's some decisions that they also, you know, need to make. David Njoku, they can get out of his $6 million penalty free before that gets guaranteed. There's other business like contract extensions, but I don't anticipate that they're going to tackle those immediately. And I think Andrew Berry kind of alluded to that, that, you know, hey, we're aware of who's, you know, eligible for extensions, but, you know, we've got other business that we need to handle. And then the other thing, too, is the challenge of dealing with the salary cap this year. Going forward, it's going to explode, and it won't be that big of a deal. But this year, because everybody around the league has to tighten their belt, you know, they, as soon as they get the cap number, whatever it will be for 2021, that's when Berry really starts to go to work.
Daryl, two things here. Number one, Andy and I have talked about Rashard Higgins quite a bit. And though I would like him back, if he does not come back to the Browns, I don't think it's the end of the world. And I think you can go find a number three or four or whatever you want to call him, receiver, who can come in and do just as well, if not better. So on this team that you would want back, lucky guys, I think B.J. Goodson did a nice job this year, and Larry Ogunjobi has done a nice job, and Rashard. Who would that guy be?
Probably, if I could keep one of the guys, I'd probably say Ogunjobi. I think B.J. Goodson did a really, really nice job, but I think that, you know, linebacker is a position that they need to improve and elevate. The secondary needs an overhaul. And then, you know, with Olivier Vernon, I know he had the 9 sacks last year, was having a fantastic season before he, you know, popped that Achilles in the fourth quarter of that season finale. And he clearly, I think, wanted to go back on the market this year. So looking at the core contributors that could become free agents, I would say, you know, Larry Ogunjobi would be the guy that, if money was no object and I didn't have to worry about a salary cap, he'd be the first guy I'd try to re-sign there.
Is there a Daryl Ryder list of free agents out there somewhere, or is that going to be a story on the web here? But is there a list of Daryl Ryder priority guys that you would like to see come to this team, or at least have the team go after to try to bring
It's a list that's in progress. You know, the one thing that I did find interesting that Barry said yesterday was that all the attention we've been paying to defensive end, especially because of J.J. Watt becoming a free agent, you know, he kind of said that he'd like to find a bookend there, but it's not something he zeroed in on. And that, you know, that is, could be a bit of a faulty assumption by us that, you know, that's the chief priority. They know they need to fill it. They know that they, you know, need some help on the defensive line. But how he talked about there's different formulas that they can get the production that they need from the defensive line that doesn't necessarily include finding that quote-unquote bookend for Myles Garrett. I found that very, very interesting. And I think that that's going to be something to keep an eye on, too, as we go through free agency and who the Browns talk to and who they try and ultimately bring in.
Daryl Ryder's joining us, our Browns beat reporter. You have Austin Hooper. You drafted Harrison Bryant. You like him. And there's David Njoku. What happens with David? I like him, Daryl. Talented guy. I wonder what happens with him and what should happen with him.
I mean, he was third on the depth chart last year. I would try and trade him and get something for him because I do think he's a good player. He's still an emerging player. I don't think he's come close to reaching his potential or his ceiling just yet, but I think, you know, he clearly saw the writing on the wall last year when they signed Austin Hooper. And the NFL is a business, and he would like to, you know, secure his next contract. And that's all understandable, and I respect that. There's only so many footballs to go around. There's only so many dollars to go around. So I would be quite fine finding him a team where he can flourish and, you know, achieve what he hopes to achieve. Because I don't know that he's going to be able to do that here, regardless of, you know, Kevin Stefanski loving to use tight ends. And Barry kind of, you know, was noncommittal about not only his future here, but moving on from him. You know, he said, hey, we like the tight end room. David did a nice job for us. We're happy with, you know, what he did. But he clearly wasn't happy here last year. Made the trade request, wants to be elsewhere. And so if I'm in Andrew Berry's chair, I try and get something for him, even if it's a late-round draft pick. Because, again, I like David as a player. I don't think he's really scratched the surface of his potential. But, you know, him being third on the depth chart is not going to make David very happy. He was professional last year, no question about it. Did his job when called upon. But I would see no problem if Andrew Berry tried to do him a solid and find him somewhere he can, you know, get the additional playing time and be able to position himself to get that second NFL contract.
And, Daryl, he's third on the depth chart behind a veteran who's not an old veteran and a second-year player. And you have Kyle Rudolph, who just became available. Jared Cook just became available in New Orleans. There are other tight ends the Browns can bring in to be the number three tight end.
Yeah, and you don't have to pay $6 million for the third tight end either. You know, that's the other thing. You know, that to me, that's the most important part of this, is that moving on from Njoku adds $6 million to the Browns' salary cap. They can do this penalty-free. I forget the date that his fifth year becomes guaranteed, and I think that the Browns would want to do that before that date. But, that is one of the mechanisms at Andrew Berry's disposal to create even more salary cap space for him, because I really think that as they go into free agency, he's going to look to bring in two impact players. It's going to be a similar formula to last year. You know, they brought in two impact players on offense, Jack Conklin, Austin Hooper. And then they kind of sprinkled in and filled in the rest of the guys. And I think he's going to take that same approach on the defensive side of the ball. Sign two impact players or acquire two impact players defensively, and then sprinkle in the rest with second, third, and fourth tier free agents. And then, of course, they've got the draft coming up.
Daryl, let me throw one more quick one at you before we let you go here. Look, the rule change committee is like getting together. They're talking about all these rule changes. But I got to tell you, the one that drives me nuts and I'm looking at is reverting back to the old sudden death overtime where the flip of a coin is so big. I like the way it is now.
Oh, that's not the craziest one.
Or what's worse?
The choose one. Did you see that option? I think it's the Ravens that are proposing it. Either the Ravens or the and it's, you can, they flip the coin. The team that wins the coin toss gets to choose where to spot the football, and the other team gets to choose if they want to play or something, if they want to play offense or defense. It's really, really bizarre.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. It's on Pro Football. So I read this right after I saw Baker and Emily Mayfield saw aliens in Texas.
Right. But, I don't know how I missed that one.
But, yeah, it was on Pro Football Talk. And, it is a very bizarre thing. But a good point was also raised about this, that, you know, they're trying to create these windows. It's sounding like there's going to be a Monday night doubleheader finally. We're going to get our wish there at some point. But also that when these TV deals are done, it's not just Disney with ABC, ESPN, Fox, CBS, NBC. Amazon, I guess, is in this thing. And Amazon, wants some exclusivity and broadcast windows and whatnot. So So I think they're also trying to find ways to end these games as quickly as possible, whether that's through ties or just going back to the pure sudden death. And yes, I was right. It was the Baltimore Ravens who proposed the spot and choose overtime procedure. So
And choose. So you pick where the ball goes, and then you choose if you want to be on – the other team chooses if they want to be on offense or defense first?
Yeah. Yeah. It is – it's bizarre. It's out there. It's unique. It's different. I don't think that it has a snowball's chance and you know where of getting, you know, serious votes to be, you know, put in play or whatever. Look, there's another proposal, I think, that, you know, you put 7 minutes and is – change on the clock and you play it like a regular quarter and whoever has the lead after that for overtime wins the game. I kind of like college overtimes a little bit. I think that those are real fun. I don't know necessarily it'd work very well in the NFL, but I don't like the coin toss basically deciding who wins. You know, team gets, you know, wins the coin toss by chance. They drive, you know, 40 yards or whatever to get in the field goal range, kick the field goal, walk off the field, they win the game. I do like the fact that right now, if that happens, the other team gets a, you know, gets the ball, gets a chance to still score and win. So, but I really think that the overtime considerations that they're having right now, it's about trying to find ways to end these games as quickly as possible because more teams are going to end up playing on short weeks because of, you know, the future broadcast television arrangements that are currently in the works.
Daryl, 20 seconds. Couldn't you just put 5 minutes on the clock and play until the clock runs out?
Well, yeah, so that was, like I said, that's one of the proposals out there is to put 7 minutes, and I think it's like 7.5 minutes or something on the clock and do that, and then whoever is winning at the end of it, you know, wins the game, and if it does, they're still tied, it ends in a tie. So I anticipate that the overtime situation, could change for this upcoming season. What it looks like, well, it'll be interesting to see what they ultimately come up with. But there are some very bizarre and interesting proposals going to be on the table.
All right, D, thank you very much, buddy. Appreciate
Thanks,
it.
Thanks, sir.
You got it, guys.
It's Daryl Ryder, our Browns beat reporter, and he's powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.